It's a joy to be with you today, friend. I know you're faced now with a big decision. Life is full of decisions. In the course of a day, we make many decisions, but the decision you're faced with today is going to be resolved because God's going to show you the way. He's your shepherd God. I would like to encourage you to slow down, relax, and quiet your mind in the presence of God. God talks. He speaks. He has a mouth. He's going to speak to you. You're going to make the right decision because you have prayed and you have put this decision in His hands. Watch Him come through. It's going to be glorious. Let's go into the prayer room of the healing word. I call it pray now. Now's the time to pray, not later. Today's the day of salvation for your decision-making experience. Father God, I lift up my friend to you now. My friend has a big decision that needs to be made. My friend wants to make this decision according to your will, and you have a perfect will. The will of God will bring blessing and healing and wholeness. God, courage, lift up, strengthen, shepherd my friend in this right decision. There is a right decision. You are a God who is a Father who will bless and minister. Thank you, Lord, for showing my friend the way. Thank you for opening the door that needs to be opened. Lord, we rejoice in you and we receive by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, God has the answer and He's going to show it to you. Trust Him and believe Him. Let's go to the Word of God today, and may our faith be made strong by the reading of His Word and the hearing of His Word. God bless you. Do you ever make a decision? You make them all day long, every day of your life. So this is one of the most practical sermons that I have preached here at the church, because we're always making decisions, but not always are they the right decisions. Sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how to make right decisions and enjoy the blessing of life more completely and fully than at any other time in your life. And when we make decisions, listen, we live with the consequences. We live with the aftermath, whether it's a good decision or a bad decision. Many of our decisions, we don't know whether they're good or bad until the passing of several days, weeks, perhaps even years. And we thought, oh, I wish I hadn't have made that. But a little tiny decision made here will go way out there somewhere, and when it finds its destination, it'll be either a happy or a joyous time or a very sad and difficult time. We live with the consequences of our decisions. So it ought to be very, very important to pay attention to know how to make a good decision, since we live with the consequences of all of our decisions. We're going to look at Psalm 23, verse 3. Now notice, read it out loud with me in unison. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now notice those first three words. He guides me. Now there are two personal prepositions there. He and me. He and me. It's always He and me. But in between, there's a sweet word that bridges He and me. The word is guides. He guides me. You know, the scripture says, again, in Proverbs, the book of wisdom, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is death. You follow anything or anyone other than the Lord Jesus Christ, and most of us, we are very convinced that we're intelligent, thinking people, and we start thinking our carnal thoughts that are being provoked by our emotions, by what's going on around us. Our emotions and what's going on around us is our shepherd. We're following that. Our emotions are conditioned by that. And when our emotions are conditioned by that, our behavior comes out of that then. But we're following something. But there is a way that seems right. But you follow that way, and the end thereof is death. Spiritual death, death to happiness, death to joy, death to everything that is prosperous. Now, take your bulletin, open your bulletin. There's a checklist.
Here's how to do it. The checklist. First, have I accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior? Do I have a relationship with Him? But not only do I have a personal relationship with Him in the born-again experience, but do I have a relationship right now in this decision that I'm about to make? Am I talking to Him about it? All right, what's the second one? The Word of God. The psalmist says, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, or have I stored in my heart. Through reading it, through memorizing it, I've been storing it up. Thy Word have I stored in my heart, that I might not sin against You. I need to check my will. I need to check my wishes. Is it in line with the Word of God? I can't say, well, Pastor, if you knew the circumstances and the situation and what preceded and blah, 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 baloney, baloney, baloney. No, God doesn't change like that. His Word is His revealed will, and there are consequences if I do not follow His will. And then my prayers. I learn by asking and listening. And those prayers that are prayed in private before the Lord have a way of turning out to be the right decision if I'm listening to the Lord. Now, you're going to not be able to find a chapter and verses that will say, thou shalt buy, thou shalt not rent. That's not there. You're not going to find that. But I'll tell you what will happen. There will come the voice of God to your heart, the feeling, a sensation, an urge, a motivation. But more than all of that, there will come a peace. Friend, when you pray sincerely, God, if this isn't Your will, let there come a gray feeling, just a cloud over me. And that has happened to me. And I've backed away from those things. And I've told the Lord, Lord, I feel cloudy about that. I feel cloudy, but I feel a peace over here. Follow the peace. The Scripture says, let the peace of God rule. When you can't find a chapter and a verse, you're going to buy a new car, you're going to take a vacation, you're going to sell your house, whatever you're doing, pray about it, put it in God's hands, and then let the peace of God overshadow you and flow in your heart.
The Healing Word Ministry team is here for you. If you need a prayer or want to send a praise report, email us at contactus@thehealingword.com. Pastor Morris will take your message to God and will rejoice over the victory that is yours in Christ Jesus. That email address again is contactus@thehealingword.com.